This is really warm. What? Amanda, what are you doing here? Yeah, not another work dream. This is new. I don't recognize this one. And I have all my clothes. Wait. Wait. This is not a dream. Why am I here? No, don't get me wrong, Okay. Hungover. If 1 + 1 = 2, what the hell am I doing here? Alright. Calm down. Just take it one step at a time. Alright. You look just as confused as I am, so why don't we sit here and focus on what we know? Well, I know that you work for me, and I'm your boss, and, is this your house? Right. Of course it is. Do you know why I'm here? No, okay, yeah. Yeah, that's helpful. no. Just... Okay. There was a company party yesterday. Right? And... Megan. Yes. She wanted to go do karaoke after. And, we had already drank a little because it's the weekend and we don't have to go in tomorrow. Right. What happened after that? Yes. I do remember that. And then we... Oh, yeah, I remember spraining her ankle. God, that was kind of funny, actually. Oh, please don't tell her I said that. I don't really remember much after that. Do you mind filling it in? I mean... I'll be honest, I'm kind of a lightweight. So if I had too much to drink, it would not be surprising. Well, we're both... speck and spam. I just mean, I don't think that the two of us... you know... Right? I mean, everything seems to be in place. Right. Because that would be weird. I'm your boss. You wouldn't even think of me like that, right? Why the long pause? Never mind. You won't tell anyone, right? I mean, what if they think we... What if they think we're together? I'd be accused of favoritism. I already get accused of that so often. I just want to be nice to everyone. But then I do one thing for someone because I know that they like it. And then, oh, everyone else feels left out. I mean, I notice one person likes something, and so I do it for them. But it's like, this one person is like, a medieval fantasy nerd. I can't go and get merch for their favorite series for everyone. You get what I mean? I just try to be a good boss, but it seems I can't do anything right. Everyone doesn't like me. You like me? You really think I'm a good boss? Do the others talk about me? In a bad way. No, never mind. I don't think I want to know. I mean, I'm sure they do. They must. It's alright. Now that I think about it, I don't want you to snitch on them. We'll just focus on the positive. And that's that you like me. So I'm glad. Right, well, I should be going. Oh, is that what I said? Oh, my head. You wouldn't happen to have pickle juice, would you? I heard it helps with hangovers. Though, to be honest, I've never actually tried it, so I couldn't say. Just my luck. You think I should stay? Well, it is pretty late, I guess. We don't have work tomorrow, so... Not like I have any reason not to. Other than... Well, I'd hate to intrude, you know? You see enough of me at work. I doubt you want me in your home, too. Drunk words or sober thoughts? What does that have to do with anything? So your drunk hospitality and inviting me to stay, that's what you mean. Alright, sure. But you really won't say anything? I just don't want people to get the wrong idea, that's all. Though, it might not be too wrong. Nothing. Sorry. Sometimes words just spill out. Don't pay attention to it. Well, I guess I'll, head out to the couch then. No. You can't sleep on the floor. It's your house, your bed. That's really kind of you. No, I wouldn't feel right. Seriously, you should sleep here. You got a perfectly good couch. I don't mind. Well, you could stay. If you don't mind, that is. Well, I mean, we already have been for a few hours at least, I'd say. Granted, we were unconscious and didn't really know, but I mean, if you think about it like that, it can't be any more awkward, because we've already done it. I mean, come on, we're adults. We're just laying next to each other. Nothing nefarious. Right? Exactly. Completely and totally wholesome. Nothing bad. Because if you were thinking anything bad, I'd have to fire you. No, no, it was a joke. Oh god. This is probably why everyone hates me. I think maybe I come off as kind of a bitch sometimes. Well, my sarcasm. Maybe I say it with too much of a straight face. People might not understand that I'm joking. Like you just witnessed. Oh, well. I'm not the best at jokes. No, I'm really not. Maybe you could tell me some then. Yes, I'd love to hear some. I mean, it can't be worse than mine. Oh my god. No, no, no. It wasn't the loudest laugh or anything, but it was genuine. You know, you're quite funny, actually. Why are you always so quiet at work, then? You're kind of standoffish. Honestly, if you socialized more like this, you might be my boss. You know what they say about charismatic people in office spaces. They're more likely to get promoted or whatever. No, I get it. You're not into that whole scene. You're, shy? It's alright. I guess I am too, sort of. Well, to an extent. I try to keep it professional. But, well, yeah. I'm bad at making friends and putting myself out there. But hey, maybe me and you could be friends. Or something like that. Well, I can't remember the last time I slept in bed next to a friend. I'm making it awkward, aren't I? I'm really not meaning to. This is what I mean. I just make situations so awkward. No wonder people have a hard time socializing with me at work. You, though. You haven't made me feel quite awkward yet. Every time I say something weird, you just smile and keep the conversation going. Well, that is to say, I appreciate it, because you know, maybe I should talk to you more. It's really quite nice. Of course. Yeah. I don't think I've ever talked to anyone like this before. You're really good at making me feel normal, I guess. No, that's a good thing. I like it. I like, you. Crap. Why did I say that? No, I am... See? This is what I mean. God, I'm so stupid. You don't have to say you like me, too. You know, we're not on the clock, so you don't have to try and brown nose. Well, I'm glad you like talking to me. Not like that? What way do you like me, then? What? Sorry. Nervous laughter. You like me like me. Oh god, I sound like a child. What am I saying? You have a crush on me, is that what you're trying to say? But you're so attractive. Why did I say that? I'm such an idiot. No, it's probably the alcohol still talking. Crap. I'm gonna go dig a hole, crawl in it, and die. Please excuse me. Well, I just meant you're so nice and really hot. I mean, good looking. Shit. God, I hate saying this. You're like totally my type. Oh no, I'm your boss. What am I saying? You... No. There's no way you like me, too. I'm alright. You don't... really... feel like that, do you? Alright. Screw it. I'm going out on a limb. Do you want to get coffee sometime? Maybe tomorrow or something? Look, I know it's weird because, you know, we work together, but... I would be lying if I said I didn't have a crush on you too. You're like the cutest person in the office. And, well, I don't know. I wasn't sure about your personality until now, but you're like the only person who seems to get me. It's so weird. Is that maybe? Really? Well, this is your house, so maybe you should recommend a coffee place. I don't know anything around here. Yeah. No, don't worry. for going on a date straight from your place. God, and I reek of alcohol. Do you mind if I, use your shower? Is that a weird question? I don't know. I really do need one, though. I mean, if we're gonna go on a date, then I wanna look nice for you. Oh, will you quit it with the flattery? I don't need all that. But thank you. Yeah, so could I use it? Or... after? Surely you don't mean after the date, right? That would kind of defeat the whole purpose. After you're done with me? What do you mean? Are you trying to seduce me? Well, yes, that's fair. I suppose I tried first. But what about our date? I'm not exactly the kind of girl who usually sleeps with a guy on the first date, let alone before. Well, yeah, we do know each other and have for quite some time. I guess it's not exactly the same kind of circumstance. Only if you convince me. Well, I don't know. Tell me about your kinks and I'll tell you about mine. I suppose it is sort of an important thing to know if you're planning on dating someone. I would hate to be sexually incompatible. What? Why me? I don't want to go first. What if I'm into, like, some really, like, weird shit and you judge me? How about I do one and you do one? We'll start tame and work our way up to more depraved things. So it's a deal. All right, fine. Well, for starters, I guess I'm submissive. Which, I mean, I'm a boss. Like, I guess you wouldn't really picture that. You know, I order people around all day, but... yeah. When it's just me and whoever, I like to be the one getting ordered around instead. Oh my god. I can't believe I'm talking about this right now. Okay, what about you? Really? A dom? I never would have guessed. You totally put me in this crazy position on purpose. You wanted me to feel uncomfortable. You're not one of those sadists, are you? Like to see me in pain and stuff. Well, I would say I'm definitely a social masochist. Not like all the time, but I like being talked down to and stuff. Treated like... God, this is so embarrassing. Like dirt. Yeah, not actually. You know, Well, I guess you don't know because you're dumb. Woo. I don't know. I just like the person to take control and tell me what to do. It's fun. Look at the fun we're having. And you? Do you, you know, like the opposite or the same? I see. So far, we're very compatible in bed. So far. Well, the whole master ex-slave thing's kind of hot. God, I don't know about a maid uniform, but... Are you into maids? Wait, did I just get a freebie? Really? Well, I mean, you know, I don't mind. Maybe. Don't get too excited. Maybe. I said maybe. Don't get ahead of yourself, because, like, it's not like I just would do it, you know? Like, there's gonna be a power dynamic where, you know, you make me obey you in all things, and maybe I'd get an extra reward if I put the maid costume on for you. That sort of thing. See? You're picking up what I'm putting down. I would say I like to be submissive in all aspects. Obviously, we wouldn't let this part of our lives carry over into work. Hopefully. But... Oh god, no. I'm completely serious. If you think you're getting a promotion, it's not happening. Well, I mean, if you do a good job, you will, but I'm not just gonna give it to you because I like you. No, don't. You putting your hands on me like that and making me look up at you. It's doing things to me. My pants specifically. I knew you were a sadist. You're getting off on this. Teasing me. Making me flustered. That's mean. You really don't want me to shower first. We were out all night doing God knows what and at work all day before. Well, I suppose if you don't mind, then... I don't. Already? You want to start with the master ex-slave stuff now? Yeah, okay. I can try, but it'll be awkward though. Well, I just said I was into it. I've never actually done it before. Master. It felt a little weird. But I think I could get used to it. Well, if you keep rubbing your hand up and down my thigh like that and caressing my face. You could definitely convince me. You want to make me beg for it? Well, I think you're gonna have to try a little harder. That's the start. What are you doing with those? Your fingers. What are you... What are you doing? You're seriously trying to get me to suck on those? Wouldn't you rather me suck on something else? Excuse you? Right. You're making me beg. Fine. We'll see. Maybe I'll make you beg. You wish this was your dick, wasn't it? I wish it was your dick. Nice try. Where are you sliding at your hand? That's not fair. That's cheating. How Charlie is. Stop. Fine. Please fuck me. Seriously. Please fuck me. Master. There's no need to be so rough. Slide it in gently. Master, please. Feels so good inside of me. No. Master. Look. No, please. Well, if I didn't need a shower before, I most definitely do now. Holy fuck. I didn't think I would like the whole master thing, but it was really hot. Yeah. Yeah.